and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a great day it is to be serving the Lord. And we've been studying through the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 6. You know, God is so good to us. He has left us His Word. We're not left to ourselves. We have the guidance of the Lord through the Holy Spirit as we study His book, the Word of God. I believe the Word of God is the King James Bible, and I would recommend that that is the book you need to get because it is the Bible. And we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5, and it says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ." Well, we want to look at that section of that verse that says according to the flesh. You see, this is designed evidently to limit the obligation to obedience. Now, what's that mean? Well, the meaning is that masters or the boss or those in charge have control over the body, the flesh. They have the power to command the service which the body can perform, but they are not lords of the spirit. The saved person's soul has acknowledged God as its Lord, and to the Lord they are to be subject in a higher sense than to their masters. See, there is no higher master, there is no higher person to the saved person than Jesus Christ. He is our master, we're His servants, and we're to be serving Him in spirit and in truth. The only way that a person can do that is to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, by trusting Him to save them so that they one day will go to heaven and they'll be with the one who died, was buried, and rose from the grave. And that person is Jesus Christ. He's alive today. And because He lives, you and I can live. And I do live because I've trusted Him and I have eternal life. And if you've never trusted Jesus, you can have eternal life today by simply, and I say simply, it wasn't simple for Him. He gave His life for us. He went to the grave. He rose from the grave. He's alive. It wasn't simple for the Lord, but it's a free gift to everyone who will call upon the name of the Lord to save them. Well, according to the flesh, we're not to give in, once again, as a Christian, to the flesh. We're not to do anything that is contrary to the Word of God. We're not to do anything immoral that someone who has the authority over us, such as a boss or anyone else that we are that has authority over us, we're not to do anything immoral that they would ask us to do, or to, in a sense, command us to do because they are our boss. We're not to listen to that. We're to listen to the Lord. Well, it says according to the flesh, and the verse goes on to say with fear and trembling. In other words, with reverence, and with a dread of offending them. And this is the way we need to be serving God, is in reverence and have the dread of offending Him. In other words, we don't want to offend our Lord. We want to reverence Him. And when it comes to a person having a boss, someone who gives them direction or orders, you might say, you see, they have authority and power over us. And we should be afraid to incur their displeasure. You see, whatever might be true about the appropriateness of slavery, in other words, somebody doesn't have a choice, and whatever might be the duty of the master about setting the slave free, you see, it's more to the honor of Christ for the servant to perform his task with a willing mind than to be disobedient and rebellious. The Christian should do more for the honor of Christ by patiently submitting to directions from one in charge, and that's Jesus. We should be ready to submit to His directions than by being punished for what would be regarded as rebellion. You see, the Bible tells us that that God has saved us and we become His child. And the Bible teaches us that when we do something wrong as a Christian, that we are chastised. In other words, the Lord lets us know that when we're out of the will of God, out of His will, the Lord lets us know when we've done something wrong. It's chastisement. That could come in many different ways. And this is something that we need to be aware of, that we are the children of God. And when we do something wrong, God's going to let us know. We should not be in rebellion to the Lord. When we understand that we've done something wrong, we go to Him in prayer and we say, "Oh Lord, forgive me." The Bible says that He is faithful and just to forgive everyone who comes to Him faith believing. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe that goes for the saved person as well as the unsaved. Now, we don't pray that as a saved person to get saved all over again. We pray that to be in right relationship with our Heavenly Father. We pray that because we are the children of God, and we don't want to be in rebellion against God. We don't want to be chastised. We want to say, "Lord, forgive me for what I've done wrong." We need to pray that prayer as Christians, faith believing that He is the God who saved us and He's the God who keeps us saved. Well, now notice this. The verse goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5, in singleness of your heart. Well, this means with a simple, sincere desire to do what ought to be done. In other words, we just get down to business. Our hearts should be sincere. Remember, we should be doing this as it's pleasing to the Lord. And we're going to read more about that and hear more about that in just a few minutes as we keep reading His Word. In singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, the verse goes on to say. You see, feeling that rendering proper service to your masters, in other words, to the people who have authority over you, you are in fact serving the Lord, and that you are doing that which will be well-pleasing to Him, not only to your boss, but to the Lord. See, trustworthiness in whatever situation we may find ourselves to be in life, is acceptable service to the Lord. I've said this over and over again. It's everything that we do, we need to do it as unto the Lord, or in other words, as for the Lord, because we are saved and we're serving the Lord Jesus Christ in everything that we do in this world. Matthew 25:21 says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant." When we do things that God wants us to do, I believe we even have that here. We feel invigorated as saved people when we do what the Lord wants us to do. But one day, after we're in the presence of the Lord and we've done what He wants us to do on this earth, I believe He's going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15 says, "For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." We're to do things that pleases God. That's well-doing. We're doing things that pleases our Heavenly Father. We're doing things to please our Savior. 1 Peter 3:17 says, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil doing." Might I say that in jobs and people who have jobs, there's times when they are told to do something and it's wrong. Well, that's the time that if you don't do it, you'll probably suffer for well doing, because you're not going to do something that is wrong, and you may suffer for that. You may even be fired, and we'll look at that later on. You may even lose your job if you do something and you don't do something that the boss tells you to do, but you know it's wrong and you don't do it. Well, that's the time, I would say, to look for another position, to ask God to guide you and lead you and help you to know where to go. Notice again, 1 Peter 3:17, "For it is better, if the will of God be so," if you do what God wants you to do, "if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil doing. Galatians 5:7 says, "You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" That's for the person who gives in to the boss or someone that's leading them astray, that's leading them to do something that is wrong. That person ran well for a while, the Bible says in Galatians 5:7. And the verse goes on to say, "Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Now, the Bible is plain. We are to do right. And as a Christian, we need to serve the God of the entire world, the God who created the world, the God who created everything. We're to be serving Him in truth. He is truth. See, a Christian who serves the Lord Jesus as being His servant is as if he were a minister of the gospel. Think of this. The Bible says that you're ministering for God, and it also goes on to say in Romans chapter 13 that those people who are our protectors, the policemen, the judges, and these people, they're actually like the minister of God. They're doing things according to the scriptures. They're following the scripture. Now, they may not be saved, and they don't even realize that they are ministers of God, but God has placed them here to do a certain thing for law and order, to help us, to help the people. Now, I understand that there's some who are underhanded. There's officials who do not do what they're supposed to do. They're actually, could I use the term, crooks? There are those. But we are to uphold the people God has placed over us to protect us. Now, I'm not telling you to uphold those people who are crooks. I'm telling you that the Word of God tells us that these people who are placed here by God to protect us, they are as the ministers of God. And so are you. And so is the King on the throne. They've been placed here by God. Besides, it's going to make it easier, and it's going to make easier the burdens while we are under the commands of others and the people around us that give us orders or whatever you want to say. It's going to make it easier and make the toils of a lowly position easy when we remember that we are then serving the Lord. Well, when that policeman pulls you over for speeding, don't get smart with him. He'll take you on to jail probably if you do that. But don't think hard about him. Don't ridicule him. Don't say anything that would get you in trouble. But you need to respect that person who pulls you over for speeding. And I didn't say it was easy, but God teaches us that we're to do what's right. And when we do something wrong, that person is there to help us not to do those things that are wrong. And remember, when we do something wrong, we need to go to the Lord in prayer and say, "Oh God, forgive me for the thing that I've done that is wrong." Now, I don't know what it might be, but you know what it is if you do something wrong. God has placed that within us that we know. And once again, as we get into the Word of God, He leads us, He guides us, and He helps us know right from wrong as a Christian. But I believe that each person has within them who are saved the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us that if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of His. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. In other words, you've never been saved. The Bible says that when we get saved, we have the Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit living within us. It's not something that we have to pray for. Oh, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. No, when you get saved, in fact, when you say, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart, I receive you as Lord and Savior," the Holy Spirit comes to live with you. Do what God wants you to do. Be in submission to Him. Serve the Lord today. Lord, lift me up, and
let me stand. You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.